good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly with Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Follow up on the WhatsApp saga, hey?
So, I mean, you know, last week we shed some light on community WhatsApp groups and how many people in these groups use it as nothing more than a vehicle for racism.
Yeah.
One of the biggest issues was the number of bored women on these groups that cry wolf for every simple thing, often without even investigating or getting more information before they spread it. Remember the women who alerted their group to suspicious black male parked outside a prominent Durban school. They then, someone called the police and swooped in on him, only to find that he was a father just waiting for his kid.
It's insane.
Who was doing an extramural lesson.
Insane.
Then there was that gung-ho group up in Manor Gardens who paintballed a man while walking on the road because they said suspicious man walking on the road.
Yeah.
Turns out he was going home from work. So after the show last week, I received a number of calls and emails from people in these groups who told me about some shocking posts that they could get into a lot of trouble for if it was revealed. For example, one woman called someone out on her group for being a racist and she was met with the response, "I hope you get raped in your house
and
then you will learn to be more vigilant."
What is wrong with these
people? This is the kind of thing that they're talking about. One of the calls came from security expert Carl van Rienen, who manages around 198 community WhatsApp groups.
I know Kyle. He came and he gave us first aid instruction.
Yes, he's incredible.
Yeah.
He says these unsubstantiated posts are a dime a dozen, but they have to respond to every single one of them just in case it's a legitimate emergency. So,
yeah. How many groups is he in?
198.
Oh, my word.
Take a listen.
So, Kyle, let's talk about last week's show. What was your reaction to
it? When I listened into the show last week, it really sort of hit home for us because, as I chatted to you off-air, Marshall Security operate numerous WhatsApp groups in North Durban, as far as Salt Rock, Belito as well. What we do is monitor these groups throughout the day, evening, 24 hours, obviously, with our control room. And, yeah, we get a lot of, I don't want to say hoax calls, but we do get a lot of the, but obviously less serious, less not so much the "I can see an armed suspect in my house," but the suspicious person in the road.
So just take me back. When you say you control a number of WhatsApp groups, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think on my phone alone, I'm on about 198 WhatsApp groups.
Right. So you see a lot of what goes on these groups. The show specifically last week was about people who don't interrogate all the information first before posting on these groups, and then they become alarmists.
Yeah.
And that puts a strain on services such as yourself and the SAPS as well. What is your response to that?
We all know the SAPS, it is physically impossible for them to be able to deal with all of the crime, all the petty crime, as we touch on. That, first and foremost, is the reason for us starting WhatsApp groups. We're different from other security companies where we believe we're a proactive service. We have an in case of anything number, so whether you are a client or not, if you're in an emergency or if you need help, we'll come out and assist you. So we started these WhatsApp groups and we said that if you see any suspicious activity, if there's anything going on, sort of taking the neighborhood watch to another level where you as the granny at home can be involved in the neighborhood watch. So she can look out the window at 10 o'clock at night and say, "Hey, there's a car there that's not normally here. I know that's not Terrence's car, who lives next door. That might be a suspicious vehicle." She can say, "Please will you check out, there's a white high-end vehicle that's not normally here." And what I'm touching on there is important because it's all about knowing your road, as you said, and knowing what is suspicious and what's not suspicious, because that's where we need to draw a line. Often we'll see there's a suspicious, and I know you touched on it, and I try and steer the groups away from it, a suspicious Bravo mark being a suspicious black male, or a suspicious whiskey mark as a white male. We need to first and foremost identify what is suspicious. A person walking down the road at 7 o'clock in the morning with a backpack on and a cap, walking with purpose, is more than likely 10 to 1 going to work. There's not much suspicious about that. But a gentleman walking around at 2 o'clock in the morning, hiding behind trees, looking into houses, for sure is suspicious. So what we've tried to identify to our groups and to our followers is to educate yourselves. We often put out on our newsletters things to look out for, how to identify suspicious people, how to be involved without infringing on other people's rights.
So we do need these WhatsApp groups. I get that. Terence, hopefully you got some tips for us on how to be in them, how to be vigilant, how to be, how to contribute towards the safety in your neighborhood watch. without being inundated.
Coming up, Kyle gives us some useful tips.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly with Terence Pillay.
So we've now had the experts tell us that people can get a little bit hysterical in the WhatsApp groups, and it doesn't help anyone.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we do? Like, I do want to be in a WhatsApp group for my community. What I tend to do is I mute it and then just check in. But that doesn't help me with, like, important notifications.
And that also wouldn't help you if someone's being racist on this group.
Exactly.
How do you react
so
to that?
So what do you do?
So Kyle van Rienen is a security expert that we saw talking to. And he says that people should make sure that there's actually something suspicious about a person's behavior before alarming people on these groups.
Again, it's such an open-ended thing. What specifically is suspicious?
Well, take a listen.
There's also a huge stereotype that exists on these groups, because WM, walking to work, doesn't get as much attention as much as a BM, walking to work, gets on those groups.
I agree with you. It is something that we've seen, and it's, like I said, it's something that we have tried to educate. Unfortunately, I've said it before in the groups, we have to be careful not to be restricting movement of citizens. We can't be infringing on people's human rights. At the end of the day, every citizen has a right to walk down the road, whether he has a reason to or not. He might just want to walk down the road, and he's free to do so. But we need to identify what it is that makes him suspicious. Right. And by no means, because it's a white guy or a black guy, is one more suspicious than the other. But we can't rule out the fact that that person walking down the road is suspicious, but identify what it is that makes him suspicious. And I think it's very important for the person, the original poster, as we call it, to identify on the group why he's suspicious. So don't just say this is suspicious black male, because the other person reading it might take it the wrong way. But if you had to say, heads up guys, there's a suspicious black guy, there's a suspicious white guy, whoever, be it a male for argument's sake, was walking down the road, I saw him take a number off, or he was fiddling with your post box. Okay, now we've identified it, we've taken it to the next step.
So
you've
now qualified actually, the suspicion.
Precisely. You've justified what it is that you are suspicious about, which I think often people, perhaps they just fail to qualify their suspicion, and it comes across the wrong way.
So I'm all for people being vigilant, because we know what the crime stats are. We know that we are meant to protect our neighborhoods. We're meant to protect our property. So take me through the process. If you see something suspicious happening, do you call the police? Do you call your security group? What is the process?
Okay, look, I think in a lot of the talks we have, we need to reiterate the fact there's a difference between being vigilant and being a vigilante. And that needs to be remembered. And we try and highlight it from the beginning that we need to understand that the criminals that we're dealing with in South Africa in today's day and age, the reality of it is they are coming heavily armed. They come with AK-47s, etc., and they're not scared to kill you. So that's something we need to be mindful of before we even get involved in going and starting stopping vehicles and all of this, which is going on in areas. I've heard of it before. So we get in mind with that. The best first step is to join your community policing forum. The reason being there, you manage to network with who you need to chat to in the police station. You get your chairman of your CPF. You start your WhatsApp groups. You're able to know the crimes, who's to look out for, what's suspicious, what's not.
What have you seen in terms of a wasted call out?
So we've had one or two that are not always your most serious call. But at the end of the day, we've got to take the good with the bad. And as we say, you'd rather be proactive than not active at all.
Kyle, in the light of this crime situation in this country, how do we stay safe?
First and foremost is obviously to align yourself with a good private security company. That's the reality of what we've got in our day and age today. Is your first and foremost is obviously your security, your insurance, and your medical aid, in my opinion. If you align to a security company, go and meet the guy that works in your area. Have a chat to the reaction officer so he knows you, he knows your children, he knows what's the normal for him as well, because he will then know, okay, when you've got a visitor, that's a suspicious. So the suspicious activity works both ways. So it's all about being proactive and aligning yourself with somebody who's there for you in your time of need. Chat to your neighbors, chat to your community policing, and just grow your security net, basically, and get as many assistants and people involved as you can.
It's very good. Yeah, I love that. Be vigilant, not a vigilante. It is sad that we live in such a violent country where, you know, somebody wants your cell phone, they're not going to you know, just nick it when you're not looking. There's a chance that there's a violation and that people could get murdered. Yeah. So there is a necessity for these groups.
100%.
But with the power of these groups, we need to be a little bit more responsible.
A little more responsible. But I do want to say this, that people are sending me screen grabs and things things of what's going on in these groups. Mm. And if they are tantamount to hate speech and if they're racist, I'm going to name and shame you.
Listen, and you're being stupid if you're doing that. That's one screenshot and one post away from legal action, proper legal action. I know the bill's been passed now for the anti-hate speech in South Africa. So, you know, you're looking at real jail time. So just if you are a racist, try and keep it in and leave it off WhatsApp. East Coast Breakfast.